Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Welcome to Unscrewed, the show that knows that real liberation includes sexual liberation.
I am your host, Jacqueline Friedman, and welcome to another spare parts episode of Unscrewed, where we bring you a little of this, a little of that, and get you in and out in 15 minutes or less. Hello, Unscrewed Nation. How are you doing? What are you doing? I want to... Political uprising is a hell of a thing. I hope that everyone is staying active and engaged, but also taking care of themselves. This is a marathon and not a sprint. I know it seems like now is the time when we will do all the things, and God knows there have been some amazing breakthroughs, like the Minneapolis City Council deciding to dismantle the police department, which, like, holy shit, fuck yeah. But this, it really is not, like, the work that's going to be done in a week or 2 weeks or even 3 weeks or a month. This is long term. This is a call for those of us who needed to level up our anti-racist work and give support and numbers and co-conspirator energy to those folks who have been doing the work full out all along. So whatever category of you fall in, or I suppose it's probably more of a spectrum than a binary. But regardless, pay attention to what you need to recharge, but don't let that need to recharge become an excuse to permanently tap out or to permanently avoid things that make you feel uncomfortable, because feeling uncomfortable is how we grow and how change gets made. No change gets made unless we're willing to feel uncomfortable. It's just a question of knowing where your growth discomfort point is versus something is breaking. And that's something that each of us has to navigate ongoing in all aspects of our lives. For myself, one of the things that I found really useful has been to set a goal, a super modest goal each day, of taking one concrete action to undo systemic racism and police violence, and to make sure I'm amplifying a Black person who's saying something that more people need to hear, and use my platform to amplify those voices. So those actions can be everything from, like, going to a protest, to making a donation, to voting, to researching and reading, to signing a petition, to sending letters to make sure that the cops who murdered Breonna Taylor get fucking arrested. It's been a wide variety of things, but one concrete action and one amplification at minimum, right? That's not it's not like a cap, but at least then I can be like, ugh, I'm exhausted. Have I done at least the minimum today? You can decide what those goals are for you, and that way we can work it into our daily habits, as opposed to feeling like we go all out for like 4 days and then we go back to whatever our routine was previously. Obviously, some people need this pep talk more than others. And those of you who've been doing the work every day as a daily habit, we're in your debt. And I hope that reinforcements continue to show up. I'm going to radically switch gears now and answer a listener question, which I was thrilled to get from a listener who heard my cry saying we're not getting enough advice questions and said, I've got one. And so this is a question from listener Emily, who writes, basically, my sex drive has been zero for the past couple of months. I can watch sexy things, read erotic stories, try getting it on with my partner, and I feel next to nothing, almost like I'm numb. My interest in masturbation is completely gone. I've never had this happen before. I'm getting married in October, Corona willing, and I'm very much in love with my fiancé, so I feel terrible that our sex life has dwindled so much. We've definitely discussed things, and he has been super supportive and assures me that it's totally fine, but I still feel so guilty, which I'm sure doesn't help things. I've got endometriosis, and although it doesn't usually hurt too much during sex, I've been on the NuvaRing for about 10 years now to stop the growth. I saw an endometriosis specialist in August, and he put me on continuous NuvaRing. It seems like since then, my sex drive has faded and faded and faded. So I brought it up to that doctor in January, but he shrugged his shoulders at me and basically said it could be a number of issues, but if continuous NuvaRing was indeed what it was, I'd have to choose between having endometriosis pain and having a sex drive. I guess what I want to know is, even though I've been on NuvaRing for 10 years and hadn't experienced a decrease in libido, could starting on it continuously change that, or is something else to blame? I just want to feel less alone, less like my body is broken / not functioning right. And also, any ideas you have for getting my sex drive back would be fab! Emily! Ugh, okay, let's take these. As with most questions, there's like several things going on simultaneously. I'm going to address the NuvaRing thing most specifically first, and then we're going to broaden out our lens. I use the NuvaRing the only time I've ever used hormonal birth control. I spent a lot of my adult sex life not sleeping with people who produce semen, and so didn't really think about birth control. And when I started sleeping with a semen producer again, I was like, how are these our only birth control options still? And so I tried the ring because it was like the lowest dose and it was localized. And it was supposed to be better. And it made me lose my mind. Like 3 months into it, and I was not using it continuously. I was taking a week off every fourth week. But 3 months into it, when I was due, I had taken it out for the week and I was due to put it back in for the fourth month, beginning of the fourth month, I called my boyfriend sobbing and was like, please tell me I don't have to put this back in. It made me feel like my vagina wasn't part of my body. It just made me just like lose it. So I know some people have great results with NuvaRing, and I'm not negating that in any way. I just want to validate that the NuvaRing can fuck you up. I have lived it myself. So I am not a doctor or a scientist, but I would not be surprised if making that switch to not having that 1 week break just ups that hormone levels enough that your body is like, nah, and is shutting down. Now let's talk about your doctor who sucks. Maybe they're a good doctor, but they are not good at treating you as like a whole person. I recommend highly that you get a second opinion and that you specifically, I imagine there are endo forums on message boards or on Facebook or somewhere that you see if you can get a recommendation for a doc near you who treats endo, who's going to listen to you and take you seriously. I also highly recommend you listen to our recent episode with Jo Ellen Naughty and you read her book, The Monster Under the Bed, which is about sex and depression, but also specifically addresses, and she talks about this in the episode she did with us, which is called Under Pressure. The episode name is Under Pressure. So listen to that. Check out her excellent book, The Monster Under the Bed. She talks about how to talk to doctors about this because it's unacceptable. And it's unacceptable that your doc thinks that that is just a trade-off you're going to have to accept. There are surely other treatments for endometriosis other than the NuvaRing. Like they're just, Again, not a doctor, I don't have endo, but I have to believe that NuvaRing is not your only fucking option. So I would really try and get a second opinion that doc sucks and is not listening to you, and that's not a fair trade-off to insist that you make. If you hear that I'm angry, that's because I am angry. And then generally, I want to say, like, I heard you say that you are almost like you're numb. And I just want to ask whether or not you feel numb in other ways emotionally. Like, is it specifically just about sex, or is it a broader numbness emotionally? Because if it's a broader numbness emotionally, you may be depressed, which would be not surprising in a moment of global pandemic and uprising, growing authoritarianism. It's an overwhelming fucking moment to be alive in. And so if that's the case, if you think maybe you're numb emotionally, not just sexually, I highly recommend, if you're not already, seeking out treatment for that. Yeah. So Emily, you deserve to have effective endo treatment and a sex drive. I'm really glad you have a supportive partner. Please try to let go of the guilt as much as possible. You sounds like you're doing everything you can do, and you're going to continue to do that, so you're not responsible. It's a really overwhelming year. And you've got this new hormonal situation. So it sounds so, so normal what you're describing, but also you deserve to get help and support with it, and I hope that you find it. And thanks for writing in. And if other folks want to get sex and sexuality advice, you can write me at unscrewed@jacquelinefriedman.com. That's JacquelineFriedman.com. But this is going to be my last episode for the summer. I usually take a summer hiatus. I had a couple of other episodes planned, but I just don't think now is a super important time for me as a white woman to be talking. I just don't. And so what I'm going to do, which I did last summer and I liked a lot, is bring you episodes of podcasts that relate to unscrewing the sexual culture in one way or another. And I'm going to really try this summer to focus on bringing you as many Black voices as possible. And to that end, I would love to hear your suggestions. That could be an entire podcast that features Black voices and Black ideas about unscrewing the sexual culture, or it could be an episode of a different podcast that's not always focused on that, but that does that this particular episode focuses on it. Send in your suggestions. You can send them again to unscrewed@jacquelinefriedman.com, or you can tweet them at me at Jacqueline F, JacquelineF, or on Instagram, JacquelineFable. And those are great places to stay in touch with me this summer in general. I also do want to let you know that I'm teaching a workshop on June 30th called The Power of Persuasion, Writing for Social Change. I'm teaching that for the Detroit Writing Room. It's going to be a capped, not like 100 people in a Zoom room. It's going to be like a 15 max person workshop. It's $35, but there's scholarship available. So if you want to spend a little time this summer upping your advocacy writing game, this is a great workshop and we're going to have an amazing time together. You can check that out on my website and my socials as well. You'll find a link, or you can go to the Detroit Writing Room and you'll find it there as well. I hope you all hang in there. I hope you take care of each other. I hope you stay as safe as possible while creating as much good trouble as possible. I will still be around on social media if you want to be in touch with me there over the summer, and I will be back in the fall. And so make sure you're subscribed on whatever kind of platform you like to listen to your podcasts on so that you know when the new episodes come out, and also so you hear the great episodes of other podcasts that we're going to be featuring throughout the summer. As always, Unscrewed is produced by yours truly, Jacqueline Friedman, and edited by Natalia Rodriguez. Our in-and-out music is by The Pink Tiles, and our cover art is by Nicole DeDonna. Until September, I am wishing you safe and happy sex lives.
Hold up. What was that? boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.